我们感谢神在我们这个感恩节的季节当中，我们可以一起的来敬拜神。
We thank the Lord that we can come together worship our Lord during the season of Thanksgiving.
我们也可以在这里一起来学习他的话语。
We can study His words together.
神在我们每一个人的生命的当中有一个计划。
God has a plan for our life in His plans.
在基督徒的生命当中，更加是有一个使命。
In the life of Christians, there is a mission.
但是很多的人，很多的基督徒，当他们在这个世界上生活的时候，他们并不是很清楚神在他们生命当中的计划或者使命是什么。
But many Christians in their lives, they're not quite clear.What is God's mission, or what is God's for the plan for them?
以知道他们在世上生活的时候，他们的生活方式，他们的目标跟世上其他的人或者是其他的基督徒是差不多。
You know that they're not much different in their lifestyle and their plans in their life when they lived in this world compared to others and Christians.
今天我们想借着出埃及记第三章神怎么样呼召摩西的这件事情来认识神怎么样来呼召我们。
Today through the chapter 3 of Exodus we're going to study how God called for Moses so we can study how God is calling for us.
神是借着他的呼召来将他自己在我们身上面的计划还有这个使命来向我们显明。
God revealed us through His calling about His mission and His plan for us.
在圣经里面讲到呼召的时候，是有多方面讲到呼召。
There are many places in the Bible that speak of calling.
神首先是呼召一切没有相信他的人来到耶稣基督的面前承认他们的罪，接受耶稣成为他们的救主。
God first called all the non-believers to come before Christ and confess their sins and accept Jesus as their Savior.
神也呼召每一个来到耶稣面前来的人是成为就是接受耶稣成为他的主一生的来跟随他。
God also called those who come before the Lord Jesus so that they may follow their Lord Jesus all their lives.
神也呼召来到耶稣面前的来人是一生的来侍奉他。
God also called those who come before our Lord Jesus to serve the Lord all their lives.
但是如果你只是知道神呼召你侍奉他，这个是不够的。
If you only know that God called you to serve Him, that's not enough.
我们也需要清楚知道神想我们怎么样来侍奉他。
We need to be very clear how God wants us to serve Him.
在什么地方侍奉他
？Where to serve Him?
用什么样的方式来侍奉他
？How to serve Him?
当我们看摩西他一生的时候
，When we look the life of Moses,
他一生有三个阶段。
There are three parts of his life.
第一个阶段就是头四十年他在埃及的皇宫那里来成长。
So the first 40 years when he grew up in the palace of the Egyptians.
埃及在当时来说是世界上非常先进的一个国家。
At that time, Egypt was the most progressive country.
在摩西的时候第一个的金字塔已经是在摩西之前1100年之前已经是有了。
So the pyramid was built even 1100 years before Moses.
在使徒行传第七章那里说就是摩西他在埃及就是随了他们一切的知识他说话行事都有能力。
So in the Acts chapter 7 he said Moses studied the Egyptians' knowledge and therefore whatever he says he does there is a good ability.
神就借着这四十年的时间来训练他让他有在做事情办事情上面的能力。
So God used the 40 years to equip him so that he's able to do things.
但是神没有在这头四十年的当中来呼召他。
But God did not call him during the first 40 years.
因为神呼召我们不单只是要我们可以就是行事办事。
Because when God calls us, not only that we may do things.
最重要的，神呼召我们是要我们做建立人生命的工作。
But the most important, when God calls us, He wants us to help build lives for people.
在这头四十年里面，摩西他还没有这一个的生命的本质可以做建立人的工作。
So in those first 40 years, Moses did not have the ability or essence to save people.
有一天他看见一个埃及人欺负一个希伯来人，然后他就左右看没有人之后呢，他就一拳的将这个埃及人打死。
So one day he saw one of the Egyptians who was taking advantage of the Israelites. He looked left and right. He didn't see anyone.So he killed the Egyptian.
这个就是证明在这个时候摩西还不是认识神。
This tells us at that time Moses still did not know God.
他没有清楚知道，就是他活的每一天的当中都是活在神的眼光之下。
He did not know that every day he lives under the eyes of God.
他看到没有人，他就做他就是一件不好的事情。
When he see there was nobody around him, so he commit a crime.
然后就是之后呢，他看见有两个希伯来人互相的来就是争吵。
Then he saw two Israelites or Hebrews, they were quarreling between themselves.
然后他就劝他们就是不要这样子做。
So he tried to make peace for them.
然后其中一个就是说，难道你今天要就是来审判我们或者打死我们，好像你昨天打死那一个埃及人吗？
So one of them said, "Are you going to kill us just like you killed the Egyptian the other day?"
所以他在这个时候，他连两个人的事情他都不可以将他们和好。
He cannot make peace for those two people.
两个人他也没有办法说服他们。
They cannot persuade them.
他怎么又？怎么样可以有这个说服力，可以劝几百万的这个以色列人来出埃及呢？
So how can he persuade millions of Israelites to leave Egypt?
所以他在这第一个阶段，他有很强的属事办事的能力，但是他跟神的关系还是不好。
During the first part of his life, he has a strong ability to take care of business.But his relationship with God is not good.
所以呢，他在就是杀死了这个埃及人之后呢，他就逃到旷野里面，在旷野里面四十年的时间。
So after he killed the Egyptian, he ran to the wilderness for 40 years.
在这旷野的四十年的时间里面，神继续的来训练他。
During this 40 years in the wilderness, God continued to prepare him.
这个训练呢是内在的一个训练。
So this is inward.
当他以前在埃及地的时候，他所看到的就是那些人的成就。
When he was in Egypt, what he saw were the accomplishments of man.
金字塔还有埃及的这个建筑，埃及的各样的技术，这些都是人的成就。
So those included the pyramid and all the different agricultures of the Egyptians.
但你在一个人在旷野里面是看不到任何人的成就。
But in the wilderness, you do not see any accomplishments of men.
你所看到的是神的工作。
What you see is the work of God.
你所看到的是山，是水，是羊，是草。
What you see is the mountain, the water, the grass, and the land.
这些都是神的工作。
These are all works of God.
而且他这么有这个办事的能力，但是他在旷野里面却是一无用处。
Even though he was very capable in taking care of business, but there's nothing he can do in the wilderness.
所以呢，他是在这一段的时间，他学习谦卑。
So during that period of time, he learned about humility.
学习就是忍耐。
He learned to be patient.
学习顺服。
He learned to be obedient.
但是呢，同一个时间里面，他对神的这个心智呢，已经是慢慢的就是减退。
Yeah. And during that period of time, his heart toward God started weakening.
他已经没有以前那一个的就是雄心壮志，我要就是怎么样可以来就是为神做一些事情。
He did not have his great idea about how he's going to do things for God.
以至到神在摩西八十岁的时候向他显现的时候，摩西觉得自己已经是一个没有用的人。
So when God appeared himself, revealed himself to Moses when he was 80 years old, Moses was already feel that he was not a very capable.
我们再看就是出埃及记第三章就是还有第四章的时候，可以得到一个的结论。
We can have a conclusion by reading the third and fourth chapter of Exodus.
当神呼召摩西去埃及带以色列人出埃及的时候。
When he called Moses to go to Egypt to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
摩西的反应基本上就是我在这里，但是请你差遣我的哥哥亚伦。
But Moses responding was that I am here, I am, but send my brother Aaron.
因为他在这个时候，他觉得自己已经是一个没有用的人，是一个八十岁的老人。
Because now he think.He's an 80-year-old man and is useless.
难道埃及缺乏一个八十岁的老人吗？
Do you think the Egyptians are lack of an 80-year-old man?
难道埃及缺少一个牧羊人吗？
Do you think the Egyptians are lacking any shepherds?
当摩西在这个旷野这四十年的期间，他不知道神其实已经是在装备他。
But Moses did not know during those 40 years in the wilderness, God already started preparing him.
他在这40年的当中有了三个新的身份。
During those 40 years, he had three new identities.
首先他成为一个牧羊人。
First, he's a shepherd.
他是牧羊有四只脚的那些羊。
But what he has pastured are those four-legged sheep.
为了预备以后他要牧羊有两只脚的那些羊。
This is to prepare him in the future he's going to pasture those two-legged sheep.
神也是我们的牧羊人。
God is our shepherd.
所以神要摩西来学习一个牧羊人应该是怎么样来牧养他的羊。
That's why God wanted to teach Moses to learn how to be a shepherd.
他另外一个新的身份就是他成为一个丈夫。
His other new identity that he became a husband.
神也是以色列人的丈夫。
God is also the husband of Israelites.
一个丈夫他要学习怎么样爱他的妻子。
So a husband need to learn how to love his wife.
怎么样保护她。
How to protect her.
怎么样引领她。
How to lead her.
这个都是他在旷野里面学的。
This is what he learned in the wilderness.
第三个新的身份就是他成为了一个父亲。
So the third identity is that he became a father.
而神也是以色列人还有他的儿女的父亲。
So the God is the father of the Israelites and all his children.
他怎么样学习就是用父亲的怜悯，用父亲的这个的教导带领儿女成长。
He learned how to lead the children to grow with the father's mercy and father's guidance.
这三个的身份跟神对他的呼召是很有关系的。
The three new identity is very closely linked with God's calling.
所以当他在八十岁的时候，神就在这个荆棘里火焰当中向他来显现。
So when he was 80 years old, God revealed himselfTo Moses in the flames from a bush.
摩西在这个时候，他心里面最缺乏的就是火。
At this time, what Moses lacked in his heart is the flame.
他已经是一个八十岁的老人。
He's already an 80-year-old man.
然后在诗篇九十篇，我们知道他当时认为就是人一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮的，可以到八十岁。
So we know that in Psalm 90, Moses thought a man, his life would be 70 years, even stronger would be 80.
所以他就是现在这个年纪就是很容易 某一天他就会就这样子死去。
So in at this age, it's for him, he thinks easily he can die any day.
他对将来已经没有任何的盼望。
There's no future, no hope in the future.
就摩西而言，这个埃及已经死了。
As far as Moses is concerned, Egypt is dead.
就埃及而言，摩西也已经死了。
From Egyptian's point of view, Moses is dead.
他现在最需要的就是从神那里来的一个在火当中的一个护照。
So what he really needs now is a calling in from God in the fire.
而且呢，这个护照呢是从这个荆棘里火焰当中来发出的。
And this calling came from the burning bushes.
荆棘是代表什么东西？
What does the bushes represent?
荆棘在旷野里面是很普遍的一种东西。
So the bushes are very common.
但是荆棘呢是没有用也没有价值的。
But the bushes have no use, no value.
而且呢，荆棘呢不单只是这样子，而且呢是有刺，会伤害人。
So we know that the bushes has perks that can hurt people.
荆棘在圣经里面第一次的出现。在这个创世纪三章里面第一次提到荆棘的呢就是在这个创世纪第三章，在出埃及记第三章里面首先出现的荆棘是在创世纪第三章第七节。
So the bush that appeared in the Exodus chapter 3 it first appeared in Genesis chapter 3 verse 7。
对，荆棘是人犯罪之后神惩罚这咒诅这个的地来长出来的一种的植物。
When man commit crime and sin God punished make the ground to grow bushes.
所以荆棘里面呢就是包含着神的刑罚的意思。
So in the bushes it included God's punishment.
而荆棘呢也是代表其实是一个有罪的一个生命的一个代表。
It also represents a life with sin.
因为荆棘它是没有用而且呢是对人是有害的。
Because it's
它会伤人。
useless and can harm people.
荆棘很普遍。
It's very common.
火在旷野里面也是很普遍的一个。
Fire is also very common.
荆棘被火烧也是很普遍的一件事情。
So when the burning bushes is also a common scene.
因为就是在旷野是很干燥的一个地方。
Because in the desert is a dry land.
当风吹到一些的荆棘，然后荆棘跟地下很热的一些的沙摩擦的时候，很容易着火。
So when the wind blows the bushes and the bushes come into contact with the dry heat of the land.It's easy to catch fire.
所以荆棘很普遍，火也很普遍，荆棘被火烧着也是很普遍。
So the bushes are common, fire is common, a burning bush is common.
但是这个意象最特别的地方就是荆棘被火烧却是烧不萎。
But the most unique of this vision is that even though the bushes were burning and yet was not burned up.
这个火代表什么？
What does fire represent?
圣经里面讲到火的时候有讲到多方面的预表。
In the Bible there are many representations of fire.
火可以是代表从神来的刑罚。
Fire can represent punishment from God.
火也可以代表是一种就是神就是约纳人献祭的时候神可以用火来就是代表他的约纳这个献祭。
So God can use a fire to receive the sacrifices by man.
火也可以是代表是一种神的试炼，就是金子被火来试炼，代表神的试炼。
So fire can be also trials by God on man.
神这是个火也可以代表神的引领，在旷野的当中，神用云柱、火柱来引领他的百姓。
So fire can also represent God's leading.God led the Israelites with cloud and fire.
在这里呢，这个火是代表神圣洁的同在。
And here, the fire represents the God's holy presence.
因为神是圣洁的，他说摩西，你不要近前来，因为这个是圣地。
Because God is holy, so he told Moses not to come close because this is holy ground.
这里有神圣洁的同在。
Here we have the holy presence of God.
当一个荆棘遇到火被烧毁，这个是很正常的，这个是代表了神的公义。
When the bushes are burned by fire, this is very ordinary. It represents God's righteousness.
这个就是代表一个有罪的人在一个圣洁的神的面前会立刻的被神的圣洁来消灭。
This represents a sinful man can immediately punished and burned by God.
有罪的人不可以直接的来见神。
Sinful man cannot come directly to God.
但是一个荆棘遇到火却没有被烧毁的话，这个是代表了神的恩典。
So when the bushes were not burned by the fire, it represents God's grace.
这个是代表神的怜悯。
It also represents God's mercy.
这个是代表神的拯救。
This also represents God's salvation.
因为这一个荆棘本来是应该被烧毁的。
This bush should be burned up.
但是它现在却没有烧毁。
But it was not, no.
因为就是当中是代表了神，他虽然有他圣洁的同在，但是神也有他的恩典，有他的怜悯。
This represents even though God has his holy presence, and yet he also full of mercy and grace.
而神的恩典，神的怜悯，还有神的拯救，正正就是神要呼召摩西去埃及要做的事情。
God's mercy, God's grace, and God's salvation is just the purpose what God calling Moses to do to Egypt.
而且呢，摩西他在这一个时候，他自己看自己，他觉得自己其实就好像一个荆棘一样。
So at this time, Moses looked at himself. He looks just like the bush.
他觉得自己是没有用。
He knows he's useless.
埃及在这个时候看摩西，也觉得他好像荆棘一样。
So the Egypt look at Moses look like bushes too.
埃及不需要多一些的荆棘。
Egypt doesn't need any more bushes.
但是当我们来就是想思想这一件事情的时候，
When we think about this,
我们想到就是在这一件事情八百多年之后，在巴比伦的这个国家里面也有发生荆棘被火烧却烧不毁。
800 years from that point on, we can remember it also happened in Babylon, and that the bushes were also burned, but was not burned up.
那个时候呢，就是但以理书第三章的事情。
This was recorded in the book of Daniel, chapter 3.
但以理他在就是巴比伦，这是做这个总理。
And this time that Daniel is the prime minister of Babylon.
他的三个朋友呢，就是有一天这个埃及王就是巴比伦王，就是命令所有的人要拜一个金的像。
And Daniel and his three friends, on one day, the Babylon king asked everybody to worship a golden calf.
Yeah, 一个。Golden statue.
A golden statue.
然后呢，就是音乐一响起的时候呢，任何人如果你不听不拜这一个金像的时候呢，就会被扔在火窑的里面。
So when the music, if the music starts, anyone who does not worship, who does not bow to the golden statue, they shall be thrown into fire.
然后这个但以理这三个朋友呢，他们就真的是不拜。
But Daniel and his three friends, they did not worship the idol.
然后他们就是跟这个王说。
Then they spoke to the king.
好，我们是绝对不会拜你这个金像。
We would never bow to your golden statue.
我们的神是有能力拯救我们。
Our God has a power to save us.
知祸不然。
So even though there is trouble coming, and we're not fear.
对知祸神不拯救我们，我们也绝对不会拜你这一个的金像。
Even though God do not come to save us, we would not worship.
然后这个巴比伦王就将这三个但以理的这个三个朋友扔在火窑里面。
So the king threw Daniel and his three friends into the fire.
但是呢，他们是扔在火窑之前，他们是被绑着的。
When they before they were thrown, they were in bandage.
但是他们被扔到火窑的时候呢，这个巴比伦王看他们可以自由的在火当中来走动。
When they were thrown into the pit, the king saw them. They can walk freely in the fire.
他们的衣服还有头发没有被烧着。
Their hair and their clothes were not burned.
而且不单只是这样子。
Not only like this.
被扔进去的是三个人。
When they were thrown in, three people into it.
但是巴比伦王看见在当中有第四个人。
But the king saw another one, the fourth person.
他的相貌好像是人子。
So he looks like the son of man.
然后呢，这个巴比伦王就叫这三个朋友出来。
So then king asked those three people to come up.
承认他们是至高神的仆人。
So they acknowledged them they were the servant of the Most High God.
因为并没有任何其他的神可以施行这样子的拯救。
There's no other God can deliver them like this.
这个记载其实就是好像荆棘在火里面烧毁，但是却没有烧毁。
This recording is just like when the bushes were burned but did not burn up.
在巴比伦王的眼当中，但以理这三个朋友好像荆棘一样没有价值的。
So in those days, in the king's eyes.The Daniel and his friends are useless.
他们可以随意的摆在火窑当中，继续烧死他们。
He can just easily throw them into the fire and be burned.
但是在火的当中有神圣洁的同在。
But when they were in the fire, there was the holy presence of God.
就是这一个的神的同在保守了这三个的朋友。
Because of this.Presence of God saved the three friends.
所以呢，他们是借着这个神的同在，得到了神的保守，也得到了神的拯救。
So through the holy presence, they were saved and they were protected by God.
所以神在出埃及记第三章，在荆棘里火焰当中向摩西显现的时候。
So when in chapter 3 of Exodus, when God revealed Himself to Moses.In the burning bush.
这个就是跟神对摩西的呼召的内容是扯上了关系。
So this is closely related to the purpose God called for Moses.
神就是要叫摩西到埃及人当中来拯救以色列人住在埃及的以色列人。
So God wanted Moses to go to Egypt and deliver the Israelites who lived in Egypt.
那些的以色列人在当时来说可也好像是活在火的当中。
Those Israelites in those days, they were just like living in fire.
他们是活在火的试炼的当中，因为每一天都是要做极重的这一个就是 slave 的工作。
So every day they have labored as slaves.And they were just like living in the fire.
但是呢，当如果神是跟他们同在的时候呢，他们是可以在这一种的情况的当中是得到拯救。
If God was with them, then they can be delivered in that situation.
所以神呼召怎么样的人呢？
So what did God call for? What kind of people did God call for?
神是呼召那一些他好像就是自己的生命是好像荆棘一样这样子没有用的人。
So God called the people as if their life is like the bushes are useless.
但是呢，这个重点呢，就是不是他们本身有没有用，重点就是神的同在有没有在这一些好像荆棘生命的这些人的当中。
So the emphasis here is not whether those people their life is useless or not.But it is important if God's presence is with them.
我们的生命虽然是很渺小，很没有用，好像荆棘一样。
Even though our life is very useless like bushes.
但是如果神的同在是在我们的生命的当中的时候，
But if God's presence is in our life,
我们的生命就是好像一个荆棘被火烧却烧不着一样。
So our life is like a bush that was in fire but not burned.
这个成为一个大的意象，吸引人来到神的面前。
This become a great vision that attract people come before God.
我们本身是很平常的。
Ourselves are ordinary.
让我们不平常的就是神的同在在我们的生命的当中。
Is God's presence in our life made us extraordinary?
所以当摩西看到这一个的大异象的时候，他就是好像看到自己的生命。
So when Moses saw the big vision,As if he saw his own life.
神要借着这个意象重新的燃点在摩西心里面对神的那个火。
This God wants to use this vision to relight the fire that's inside Moses.
他虽然好像一个荆棘一样，自己看自己是荆棘，埃及看他是荆棘，但是这个荆棘如果在神的同在的当中是可以被神来使用的。
Even though he sees himself as useless and the Egyptians see him as useless, but with God's presence, God can use him.
在出埃及在出埃及的这一个的记载里面，
In the recordings of the Exodus,
其实呢是有两个出埃及。
There are two exoduses.
第一次的出埃及是摩西他自己出埃及。
The first exodus is when Moses left Egypt.
他是这个是四十岁的时候。
When he was 40 years old.
他只是一个人出埃及，没有带其他的人出埃及。
He left by himself, nobody else.
但是在出埃及里面有第二个出埃及，就是摩西八十岁之后回到埃及之后，然后带领几百万的以色列人出埃及。
So the second exodus is when Moses was 80 years old. He returned to Egypt and led millions of the Israelites out of it.
这两次出埃及的经验跟我们基督徒我们自己的经验也是有平行的地方。
So there is a parallel between the two exodus of Moses and our, as Christians, our lives.
神当时怎么样呼召摩西，神也已经呼召了我们基督徒。
How did God call Moses then? God already called us as Christians.
那你说神什么时候呼召了我呢？
Then you may ask, when did God call me?
神对我们的呼召是在哥哥他的这个山上。
So God called us on the mountain of Golgotha.
在哥哥他的山上有耶稣基督被钉十字架。
Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross on Golgotha.
然后呢就是耶稣死的时候复活之后呢，在另外一个山上面，他在这个山上面给所有信主的人有一个大的使命。
So after Jesus resurrected from death,On another mountain top, he gave people the Great Commission.
这一个大使命是神对我们每一个人的呼召。
So this Great Commission is God's calling for each one of us.
Yeah, 每一个人就是每一个基督徒。
So every Christian.
这个大使命就是说你们要去。
Then this says go.
使万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
All I've taught you, teach them to obey.
我就常与你们同在。
I will be with you.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the earth.
这里同样有一个同在的应许。
Here is also a promise of be with you.
当你们出去的时候，去传福音，去宣教的时候。
When you go to spread the gospel to missionary work,
你们可能会遇到很多的困难，
you may run into difficulties,
很多的挑战，
a lot of challenges,
可能有火的试炼，
there may be trials of fire.
但是如果我的同在是跟你们在一起的话，那你们就不需要怕。
If I'm with you, then you do not need to.
但是很多基督徒，我们的问题就是我们只有第一次出埃及的经验。
Many of us as Christians, our problem is we have only the first experience of Exodus.
第一次出埃及的经验就是我们个人信主。
So the first experience of Exodus is our we become a believer.
我们一个人从世界当中被选出来，然后我们也走出这一个的世界。
Each one of us were called to get out of this world.
但是我们很多人，我们没有第二次出埃及的经验。
But many of us did not have the second experience of Exodus.
第一次出埃及是为了我们可以有第二次的出埃及。
The reason we have the first Exodus is so we may have the second Exodus.
第一次的出埃及是我们自己一个人的。
So the first Exodus is individual.
我们信主的时候，我们不是带我们的朋友、带我们的家人、带我们的同事一起的来信主。
When we become a believer, we didn't bring our family, our relatives. We came by ourselves.
是我们一个人信主。
We become a believer by ourselves.
但是当我们一个人信了主之后，我们要回到埃及里面，回到这个世界里面，带领其他很多很多的人一起的来出埃及。
So after we become a Christian, we should go back to Egypt, go back into the world, and leave many others with us.
就是好像摩西他有这两次出埃及的经验一样。
That's right, how Moses had these two experiences of Exodus.
我们不要停留在我们第一次出埃及的经验。
We should not stay only the first Exodus.
我们要回到这个世界上。
We need to return to the world.
带领神其他的选民在这个世界上来出埃及。
Lead other people, the chosen people, to leave to their Exodus.
我们都知道戴德生是英国的一个宣教士。
We all know that Hudson Taylor is a missionary from England.
他十七岁的时候在英国蒙召要去中国。
He was called at age 17 to go to China.
他用四年的时间来装备自己。
He spent 4 years to equip himself.
然后21岁的时候呢，就坐船去中国。
So when he was 21, he sailed to China.
当他到中国的时候，他已经22岁了。
When he get there, he is already 22 years old.
然后在1856年10月10号。
In 1856, the 10th of October.
当时他是24岁。
At that time, he is 24 years old.
那一天是一个星期五。
It was a Friday.
他跟一个就是中国的年轻人叫做彼得，跟他传福音。
He was trying to speak gospel to a Chinese person, Peter.
这个彼得呢，曾经是去英国留学，所以呢，有了一个英文名字叫做彼得。
Peter studied in England, that's why he had the English name.
戴德生其实是在之前的一个晚上，星期四的晚上，已经跟他开始传福音。
Actually, Hudson Taylor started the night before Thursday to preach to him the gospel.
然后这个彼得呢，他也很用心的听，他也就是也很感兴趣。
And Peter also showed great interest and listened carefully.
他甚至也是有感动，有流泪。
He was also moved and had tears.
但是他还没有接受耶稣。
But he did not receive Christ yet.
然后第二天呢，戴德生要从上海去乘船去宁波。
So on the second day, Hudson Taylor was leaving Shanghai, going to 宁波。
然后彼得也跟他在这个船上一起。
So Peter went with him on the same boat.
所以他们在这个船的上面继续的就是谈福音的事情。
So they continued to discuss the gospel on the boat.
在谈话的就是中间的时候呢，戴德生他要去船的下面去拿一些东西。
And then in the middle of it, Hudson Taylor wanted to go downstairs to pick up something.
然后当时候呢，忽然间就是有一个很大的浪。然后他听到就是上面好像有东西跌到海里面的一个声音。
At that time, there was great wave came, and Hudson Taylor heard a thief something fell aboard.
然后他就就是马上去船的上面看看是不是就是彼得。
So he went up to see if it happened to Peter.
果然是彼得，他已经掉在这个海的里面。
Actually, it was Peter. He fell aboard.
当时这个海的浪势是很大。
At that time, the waves were very strong.
然后呢，但是戴德生他看见就是跟他这个船没有很远的一个地方呢，就是有一个渔船。
Then he saw a fisherman not too far from their boat.
这个渔船呢，它是有一个 有那一些拖网的那一些的拖网的那一些的渔船。
So this is the fishing boat. They have a huge net.
Dragging net.
Dragging net.
就是不是散网这样子的，是推就是推推的这些网。
So those nets that you can push around.
然后呢，戴德生就是跟那些就是船上面的渔夫说，你们赶快用你们这一个网来到我这里，因为我们有一个年轻人刚刚跌在海的里面。
So Hudson Taylor told the fishermen, "So please come over. One of our young people just fell aboard."
然后那些渔夫他们第一个反就是第一个回应，他们就是说啊，现在不方便。
Then their response, the fishermen said, "This is not the right time for us."
然后戴德生说什么方便不方便？现在有人跌在海里面，你们快来救他。
So Hudson Taylor said, "You know what matters now is somebody needs to be saved."
然后那些渔夫说他们。我现在是很忙，现在正在打鱼的时候。
And the fishermen, we're really busy. We're fishing right now.
然后戴德生跟他们说：“你现在不要打鱼了，我将你们可以打鱼，收到的这个收获几天的收入，我给你们。”
So Hudson says, "Don't fish now. I'll pay you how much money you may earn and come."
然后这些渔夫说：“你可以给我们多少钱？”
So they ask him, "How much money can you give us?"
然后戴德生说：“我。”不要现在不要讲这一个钱的事情，我将我所有的钱给你。
So don't let's not talk about the money. Let's I'll give you all my money.
然后这个渔夫说：“那你现在你身上有多少钱
？”Ask him how much money do you have on you right now.
然后戴德生说：“我不知道我有多少钱，但是可能有五块钱。
”Hudson Taylor says, "I don't know how much I have. I may have $5."
然后那一些人说：“我们不会为五块来救这个人的。”你给我们二十块。
This is we're not going to save him for $5. You have to give us $20.
然后戴德生说，现在不要讨价还价的时候，我将我船上所有的来，就是那些钱，我可以给你。
That's not bargain right now. I'll give you all the money on the boat.
然后他们说，那到底有多少钱
？How much just do you have？
然后戴德生说，可能有14块钱。
As maybe we have $14.
然后这样子的时候呢，那些渔夫就是开始就是将这个船就是开到戴德生这个船的旁边。
And this time the fishing boat getting closer to the boat for Hudson.
然后他们很快不需要一分钟就已经就是可以将这个彼得救上船的上面。
So quickly they were able to save Peter, bring him up aboard.
但是呢，这个时候彼得已经死了。
At this time Peter died.
戴德生他有一次他回到英国一个属灵的一个聚会的当中，他分享这件事情。
So later Hudson Taylor went back to England and he shared this during a spiritual meeting.
然后就是坐在那里呢，那些英国人当他们听到这一件的事情的时候，他们都是很愤慨，就是愤慨填空，义愤填空。
So when the people heard about this, they were very, very angry, and they just think this was the wrong thing.
他们觉得这些渔夫是太过分，他们有可以救人的工具，但是却因为小小的钱不没就是拖延去救人。
So they thought this fisherman, they have the tools to save.People's life, and yet because of money, they did not do it.
然后戴德生就跟他们说
，Then Hudson Taylor told them,
你们不要这么快来论断。
That's not so quick to judge.
因为我们基督徒好像这一些的渔夫。
Because we as Christians just like those fishermen.
当耶稣叫我们去使万民做我的门徒的时候，我们跟神说，现在不方便。
When Jesus told us, go make disciples of all nations, we told Jesus, this is not the right time.
当神跟我们说，我们将这个福音带给我们身边的同事朋友的时候，我们跟神说，我现在很忙，正在打鱼。
So when God told us to bring the gospel to our friends, to our co-workers, we answer to God, right now I'm very busy.
当神要我们将这个福音跟其他人分享的时候，我们跟神说：“你可以给我多少钱？”
When God asks us to share the gospel, we ask God, "How much money can you give it to me?"
那一个时候圣灵在会场大大的动工。
At that time, the Holy Spirit started working, moved in the meetings.
有很多的英国的年轻人，他们就站起来回应神对他们的呼召。
Many young people, British, they stood up, they responded to God's calling.
他们去中国做宣教士。
They went to China to become missionaries.
我们要想一想，在我们当神的呼召来到我们的时候，我们怎么样来回应这个呼召？
So we need to think, when God's calling comes to us, how are we going to respond?
有一个基督徒，他就是听到神对他的呼召要做一个宣教士。
One Christian who heard God's calling him to be a missionary.
但是他心里面有一个担心。
But he has a worry.
因为他的妈妈还没有信主。
Because his mother is still not believing yet.
如果他去一个远的地方宣教的话，那更少机会可以跟他妈妈传福音。
If he goes to a far place to work as missionary, then he would not have the opportunity to preach to his mother.
但是他这个是一个女的宣教士，然后呢，他呢就顺服神的呼召去做宣教士。
And then she became obedient, followed God's calling, and became a missionary.
当有一次就是在休假的时候，他回香港就是休息。
When he was having a time to go back to Hong Kong to rest.
然后他就是难得这个机会，他又想就是跟他妈妈传福音。
Then she wanted to use this opportunity again to preach the gospel to her mother.
但是刚好呢，她就是得了就是一个感冒，你知道她就是失了声音，不可以讲话。
So he unfortunately caught a cold and lost his voice.
所以她那几天就是只有在家里就是躺在那里休息。
So she can only rest at home.
然后他妈妈因为太久了没有见他，所以呢有很多的心里面的就是说话想就是跟他来讲。
Because her mother has not seen her for quite a while, and she wanted to talk with her.
就是将他妈妈心里面的很多不同的感受，生活上面的遇到的困难，身体的状况，就是在家里面的情况，一些心里面的难处，就是跟这个他的这个女儿来讲。
She wanted to share with her daughter and what trouble she may have and her health and her life.
但是这个女儿因为她失了声音，所以呢就是只有听然后点头这样子。
But because the daughter lost her voice, she could only listen and nod.
然后三四天之后呢，这个女儿她的这个感冒好了。
After 3-4 days, the daughter's recovered from the cold.
然后他开声的第一句呢，就是跟他妈妈说。
So the first thing she said to her mother.
他说：“妈妈，你快点信耶稣，因为你现在所遇到的这个心里面这样子的这些的苦毒，这一些不高兴的事情，只有耶稣才可以救你。”
She said to the mom, "She said, Mom, you should become a Christian right away, because all the troubles and pain and the hatred that you have, only Christ can help you."
在这个时候圣灵也做工。
At this time, the Holy Spirit also is working.
她妈妈的心忽然间就是软化了下来。
So her mother's heart softened.
然后呢就是在那里也是接受耶稣成为她的救主。
Right there, and she received Jesus to be her personal savior.
就是奇妙的神，他用一个女儿的一个感冒让她就是没有办法出声，以致他可以成为一个很好的聆听者。
So our wonderful God used the daughter's cold and made her a good listener.
神也借着这一个的机会，让他引领他妈妈信主。
God also used this opportunity led her to lead her mother to become a Christian.
所以神是对我们每一个基督徒都是有一个呼召。
So God has a calling for each one of the Christians.
这个呼召已经是二千年前，已经是在就是在这个山上面，耶稣的这个山上面，这个大使命的山上面发出来。
So this calling It started 2,000 years ago in the mountain where the Great Commission was made.
这个呼召就是要我们去世界，让人可以成为耶稣基督的门徒。
So this calling is for us to go to the world to make disciples.
让我们不单只有第一次出埃及的经验，我们也有第二次出埃及的经验。
So not only we have the first experience of the Exodus, but also the second one.
那我们怎么样回应神的这个一个呼召呢？
So how are we going to respond to God's calling?
让我们一起做一个祷告。
Let us make pray.
我在这里我会有一个呼召。
I will have a calling.
但是这个呼召不是要我们做一个宣教士。
But this calling is not to call us to be missionaries.
这个呼召是简单的多。
This is simpler.
今天是11月25号。
Today is November 25th.
还有一个月，就是12月25号，就是圣诞节。
In one month, it will be December 25th. That would be the birth of our Christ.
在这里，我要邀请基督徒，你在这一个月的期间，你为一位在你身边的一个没有信的朋友，为他祷告。
Now I invite all our Christian friends in this coming month.You pray for one of the person who is not believers in your life and pray for him.
然后在12月25号之前找一个机会跟他分享圣诞节的意义。
And then before December 25th, find an opportunity to share with him or her the meaning of the birth of Christ.
就是在12月25号之前为你所祷告的这一个人找一个机会跟他分享圣诞节的意义。
So do this before December 25th. Find an opportunity to share with the one that you're praying for the meaning of the birth of Christ.
也分享神怎么样拯救了你。
And also share how did God save you.
在我们在座的基督徒，有没有人愿意回应神这一个的呼召？如果你愿意的话，你在座位上面，请你现在举手。
For all those Christians that are here now,
感谢神。
Are you willing to do it? If you do, please raise your hand.
请你现在举手。
Please raise your hand now.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
感谢神。让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
Because we are all blessed sinners.
你让我们有第一次出埃及的经验。
You led us to have the first experience of the Exodus.
但是这个只是一个开始。
But this is only a beginning.
你要我们有第二次出埃及的经验。
You want us the second experience of the Exodus.
让我们可以带领其他的人一起的来认识你。
So that we may lead other people come together to get to know you.
一起的来敬拜你。
All together to worship you.
当神你的呼召来到的时候。
When your calling comes to us, God.
让我们不要好像那些渔夫的这一些的回应。
Let us not to be like those fishermen, how they responded.
说我们不方便。
Say this is not the right time.
我们现在很忙。
We are very busy.
你给多少钱给我们？
How much you give to us?
我们现在特别为刚才那些举手的基督徒他们这一个的心智来祷告。
We pray for those who have raised their hands for their hearts and their will.
帮助他们在这一个月的里面为他们身边的那一个的基督徒切切的为他的得救来祷告。
Help them in this coming month how to pray.Insistently for those in their life they are praying for.
求神你也就是开路，让他们可以有一个机会跟他们所祷告的这一个没有信主的人跟他们分享福音。
God, may you open the way for them so that they can share the meaning of Christ's birth to those who they are praying for.
分享耶稣来到这个世界上的目的。
To share the purpose why did Jesus came.
也分享神你自己在他们生命当中的工作。
And also share how God worked in their life.
求神你怜悯我们每一位。
Oh God, please have mercy on our foolishness.
让我们可以在你的大使命上有份。
So that we may have a part in your great commission.
愿主听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名来求。
May God hear our prayer. We pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.